But was Ajahn Donald's experience quite rare then? Like where Ongkor is getting massaged and kicked him over? Is that for, have you heard about experiences like that for a lot of Westerners? Or any of the Western monks ever?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
But that, you know, it's within the spectrum. Mm-hmm. And Paul was always, you know, he was quite, you know, he'd pay attention to what you needed at the time or what he felt you needed. And he wasn't always this warm, grandfatherly figure. He expected certain standards of conduct and training. And that was one had to step up to that standard.
Yeah. Jack Cornfield said when Ajahn Chah came to IMS, mm-hmm. that when it was Dhamma Talks, he said something like, you know, I should bring all of you back to Thailand to show the monks, the dedication of sitting, because Westerners were all put in. But then he'd also walk around at the, when they were doing walking meditation, right, and go up to him and say, I hope you get well soon.
Mm-hmm.
And making fun of them like they were the same as mine.
Double. I mean, that was no problem. It was good. It was just seeing the benefits and drawbacks, or the positive and negative sides of the same thing. And you can have that diligence, and that's a good thing. You can have that diligence, and you can create a lot of suffering for yourself.